Good evening, Hopkins Junior High School Win Ensemble. My name is Richard Watson, one of two music adjudicators you'll have this evening here at the Music in the Parks Festival, held at the Placentia Presbyterian Church in Placentia, California. Welcome, and I look forward to your performance this evening of Lullaby for Noah and Undertow. I think you're going to warm up now. I'll let you just listen. Timpanist should be watching the conductor. You don't need to raise your sticks so high to play such a soft part. It's all from the wrist and the fingers. Some issues going on with the percussion bells and timpani, not really watching conductor, not as focused as they need to be. Of course, this is the warm-up piece, so I'm really not adjudicating yet. Okay, now it's time to get serious and be serious. A lullaby for Noah. Pitch is cleared up after about four bars. You heard the mistakes or slight adjustments we needed to make, and you made them. Good job. We need to lock in that pitch better. Piano and triangle need to make sure they're right together. Don't let this line be so stagnant. Still has to have direction, still has to have shape. Some minor issues, pitch. Okay, what are we listening to? Don't taper so fast, it's a gradual, and all the way to one. Yeah, all the way to one. It's a little loud, tuba. Might be timpani that's too loud. Now see, that fermata should be the same volume that this lighter pick, lighter, move the air slower. Beautiful tone. Yeah, the difficulty comes in here at this repetitive passage. Now we have to really lock in the intonation and lock in the interval. Yeah, occasionally I get the feeling that not everybody is agreeing on what to listen to get in tune. Listen down. Okay, very nice job. A few more intonation issues, to be honest, than I expected out of your wind ensemble. Not bad. Please don't misunderstand. Just, I think they were lapses of focus. And always have to be focused, no matter how easy a part might appear and might be. That we have to really be focused all the time. Minor intonation issues, upper and middle woodwinds, and then as the full group starts to come in, we have to be aware of what and who we're listening to really all be locked into intonation. And the blend was very good, but the intonation was not spot on, let's say. For instance, when the bells are playing and the upper woodwinds are playing, we obviously are going to have to tune to the bells. However, when the brass come in, middle brass, low brass, we have to listen down clarinets, or flutes have to listen down to clarinets, and so on. We're listening down in the ensemble, ladies and gentlemen. So get your ears on, okay? You have the ability. Nicely done. Okay, now even though it doesn't have an accent, the little pulse needs to be 1 2 1 2 1 2 3 1. Are those quarter notes marked with dots, or are they regular quarter notes? If they are, they get 2/8 notes worth of time. Line it up to the maracas. Lack of precision there. Not together, percussion. Still, this is not locking in. Trumpets. Bring out that quarter note more horn. Good job there. Yeah, nice. Nice job. Okay, last note. I'd like more length to the last note. Quarter note equals 2/8 notes worth of time, 4/16 notes worth of time. I just think for a definitive ending, that note needed to be a little bit longer. Very nice job of maintaining the 7/8/4/4. I did feel that we lacked some precision in the percussion, and I don't know if it's because there's a lot of distance from left to right across, but it felt to me like the young gentleman playing multiple tom-tom part to tenors or toms rather in the third stave down in the percussion parts, tom-tom, multiple tom-tom part, was definitely pushing the tempo. It never felt like it really locked in. And the timpani part, I would use a very staccato mallet just to be able to bring out the definition of the part because of all those little moving little bump to get up, beep, beep, pop, pop, beep, pop, pop. That really requires a lot more snap and definition than it might appear. And it felt like it didn't have that definition. Not because you weren't playing together or playing it right on at that point, but I think a lack of choice of mallets. Woodwinds, you did a very, very nice job of handling the runs. All the runs that end with quarter notes, for my taste, if they don't have a dot on them, I would like to have a little bit more fuller sound at the end of those runs, but only if they don't have the dot, okay? But very, very nice job. Very mature playing. Very difficult literature, very demanding literature, and you sure did a very, very fine job on it. We had a few intonation issues on the first piece, like I noted to you, that were dealt with as you heard them be out. You did adjust, and that certainly is a plus to your musicianship, and I really am very impressed by your musicianship and your awareness of adjusting, and that's a very advanced skill. Very, very enjoyable to listen to, and I sure hope I gave you some comments to grow from. Your director is doing a great job with you, and I hope you thank him every day, and if not every day, the very least every week. Thank you all very much. Have a great day at Disneyland. I hope you get a chance to see the Mickey Sensational Parade. I had the opportunity to audition all the drummers and performers that are in that parade and help get that parade going. And it's a lot of fun. It's very entertaining. Anyway, enough of that. Thank you once again. Have a very safe trip home. And thank you for the wonderful musical presentation this evening. Thank you.